If you saw the film Shawshank Redemption, you probably remember the powerful speech Ellis Boyd Redding gave to the parole board after 40 years behind bars.
Am I sorry for what I did? As not a day goes by, I don't feel regret. I look back on the way I was then, a young, stupid kid who committed that terrible crime. I want to try to talk some sense to him, but I can't. That kid's long gone, and this old man is all that's left.
Redding, played by Morgan Freeman, isn't nice to the parole board. He calls the chairman Sonny and calls the proceedings bull. But the audience loves him, and when he was released, some people probably felt like cheering. In real life, it doesn't work that way. Take a guy like Charles Zellers, who grew up in a small town 2 hours south of Charlottesville. He turned 48 in prison this month after spending nearly half of his life locked up for forcible sodomy and killing a young child. He claims he's innocent, but his public defender talked him into a plea.
My attorney told me that if I come in here and I did everything I was supposed to do, I'd be out in 7 years. He just said that they had overwhelming evidence against me. I said, well, it ain't no evidence. You know, it's just my word against their word. You know, we never had any dealings with the legal system.
Now, he's something of an expert on the law, and he's afraid he'll never get out, although he claims to be a model prisoner.
I've changed a whole lot. I mean, I've got my GED since I've been in here. I work every day, and I got 2 vocational trades. I've learned how to operate a computer.
But Parole Board Chairman Karen Brown continues to judge him based on the crime he committed, describing him as a most unsympathetic offender. Zellers figures many other people will die in prison, not because they're a threat anymore, but because the board doesn't believe in second chances.
Ms. Houseman, they got guys in here that's almost 90 years old. Like my cellar, he's legally blind. It's another guy, he's nearly blind. They say he's too old to work. What can he do at his age? They say they want to let people out. It's not a threat to society, but on the other hand, it don't look like they're really trying to let us out.
In fact, Virginia has the lowest rate in the nation when it comes to parole. Each year, about 3% of those who are eligible are released. The board explains that since parole has been abolished, the pool of those who qualify keeps shrinking, and now only the most violent offenders are left. But criminal defense attorney Steve Rosenfield believes that with supervision, it'd be safe to free many of them, too. He argues very long sentences are not necessary or productive.
We have a different culture in this country than exists in Canada and Europe, where people who have committed very bad crimes serve 20 years or so, and that is thought to be a pretty significant punishment. And supporting that are our own studies in this country that show that once people reach their 50s and 60s, the rate and incidence of crimes that are committed by them when they are released is exceedingly small.
Zeller's parole hearing is Tuesday. If he gets out, he plans to get a job, take care of his widowed mother, and work for prison reform. But he's been up for parole 8 times before, and the board always cites the serious nature of his crime in refusing to free him. I'm Sandy Houseman.